All right, there's the cash. Good luck on that. Double pay work day continues if you don't get the cash this hour. Coming up next hour, we just saw the blurb, the headline that popped up on TV, another school shooting in Maryland. So we'll get the details on that and see what's going on and bring that to you here shortly. But first this, though, Joe, do you remember how excited you were for autonomous cars? Do you remember that? How goofy you got when they started talking about it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was going to buy one, remember? And then you told me that I couldn't party while I was driving behind the wheel of it. Or riding, I guess.
Yeah. Joe thought, hey, we'll get an autonomous car and I can drink on my way home.
Well, and
I can
sleep and do, you know, crossword. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and I like how you said you would buy one. They're not even for sale yet, but you were going to buy one.
I was saving up.
Yeah, you saving. Joe just loved the thought of self-driving cars, man. He was all into it. He went on and on and on about it.
Yes. Dog said he would never own one because it was the same as having another man service his wife. Do you remember that? I mean, that's stupid. I think that was your exact quote.
No, I think what I said was is that any man who buys a car that he doesn't drive should also hire another man or machine to service his wife. That's what I think I said.
And I think what I said was, because I was single, I wouldn't mind having sex with a machine.
No. I don't think that you said machine. I thought you said that you wouldn't mind having sex with another man.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. That's exactly how the conversation went. To a T.
Yeah. It may be a while before you get to buy an autonomous car, because now a woman was killed by an autonomous car down in Arizona.
Get out.
Yeah, I think.
While doing what?
Well, she was crossing the street, and this was an Uber self-driving car.
It hit her.
That hit and killed the woman crossing the street in Arizona. It does not say if she was within a crosswalk or if she was at a stop sign or if there were, you know, the walk sign or stop lights. It just said she was crossing. This happened yesterday, marking the first fatality involving a self-driving vehicle and a potential blow to the technology expected to transform the transportation world. So, there's people out there, just so you know, there's lawmakers out there, there's politicians out there. Some of them love it, some of them hate it. And Chevy, General Motors, they're into this. Uber's into it. Alphabet, they're another company, they're into it. Tesla's into it. Google, all these companies are going after this technology. And there's all these different beta tests going on, especially here in California, people driving these things. And it shouldn't happen.
Why? I don't know why you're so against it.
Because here's the thing. Do you get human error? Every day.
Sure.
But when you have a self-driving car that's done this early on, I just think it's going to cause more problems. I really, really do. And maybe it's because I'm old school and I don't like change and I think that people should be the operators. Plus, it's more fun. The driver engagement. I mean, the cars are just going to suck. Here's what's going to happen. This is why I really hate it. After the cars go autonomous, there's going to be set speed limits. I mean, there's never going to be getting out in the fast lane and doing all this. You're going to see.
It could be like 90.
Yeah, but what you're going to see is basically we're going to be like traveling by train, except the cars won't be connected physically, but digitally they will be. So it's going to take away all your freedom. And that's what I don't like about it. But they claim that once you can do that, it will become safer because everything is gauging and moving at a speed that keeps everyone safe.
Don't you think that they'll probably implement this in the beginning just during the high traffic times? Like, for instance, you know the times that you'll see on the double driver lane?
Like when the meters are on?
10 to 3 or whatever in the, you know, or whatever.
It's not a double driver lane. That's called the diamond lane or carpool.
Right, yeah. Carpool lane.
Double driver. Oh, you can't use that lane unless you got three people. Get out. Only two.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, carpool.
But they give you the hour time limit.
6 to 10, 3 to 7.
So maybe they start you off with the autonomous cars like that. So you put it in the autonomous setting during the high traffic times, the high volume on the road times.
It's just another gadget and gizmo, because the automotive companies, what they're doing is they've got horsepower wars going on. You know, this stuff, it comes and goes. Back in the day, they built cars that were big and luxurious. They weren't that safe. Gas wasn't an issue. Then they go after fuel efficiency. Then they go after lighter cars that are stronger. And they're always doing something because they want people to keep buying stuff.
Sure.
And they know that if they can build an autonomous car, what they can basically do then is start with legislation and with lobbying, and they can turn these cars into limousines or bars or whatever. And they could put desks in them, and you could have workstations, and people that have to drive from here to the Bay Area could have a digital Wi-Fi hotspot looks like a freaking Kinko's. You know, they just jump in their office and they can work.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about it. All they want to do is find a way to sell another gimmick and gizmo so they can attach whatever else it is to this new technology. And once that happens, horsepower is going to go away. The fun of driving and the thrill of driving is going to go away. It's all going to be about point A to point B. It's going to be over with. Our fascination of cars will die because all it will become is not a form of entertainment or a form of excitement or a hobby. It's just going to be a mechanism to deliver you from one place to another in a boring fashion.
Yes, but for a guy like myself, that possibly not that bad of a deal. For someone like you, a car guy,
I would hate it.
Or an individual that just absolutely loves getting behind the wheel and you know, letting the pigeons loose or floorboarding it, whatever you want to call it, which is great once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to hate it. But for someone like me, I'm going to start dedicating movies to whatever time period I have behind the wheel of the vehicle.
So you're going to get caught up on movies.
Yeah. So I'm going to go down to L.A. What is that, 6 to 8 hours?
Yeah.
That's 4 movies.
Okay, so you're going to go down to L.A. from SAC. So you're going to just take a drive and not even have business in L.A., but you're just going to go to L.A. to watch 6 movies, say.
Yeah. Or if I have to travel to L.A., or if I have to travel to Vegas, just wherever it is, whatever time period it is, I will counter that or keep track of that by how many movies I can watch. So if I'm going to go to L.A., that's a 4-movie trip.
So you're thinking about like what a lot of people think about when they think about autonomous vehicles is utilizing their time doing something else.
Got a whole 4 hours, 8 hours to do whatever I choose.
You get in the car and it's got a big giant video game screen up on the windshield.
Boop! I am right into Fallout 4, bro. I'm halfway down to the grapevine. I may be on level 6 already. I mean, this is beautiful to me. I love everything about this.
The woman killed in Arizona, her name was Elaine Herzberg, 49 years of age. It says here she was walking her bicycle outside the crosswalk on a 4-lane road, and this was in a Phoenix suburb of Tempe, and it happened at 10 p.m. at night, so it was dark. The Uber vehicle was traveling at about 40 miles per hour when it did hit her, and it was a Volvo XC90 SUV that was in autonomous mode with an operator behind the wheel. So this wasn't operatorless. This did have someone in there. So that begs the question, do you get complacent? Because a lot of people say, well, if you got an autonomous vehicle, but a driver's in there, they can take it out of auto mode and quickly apprehend the situation.
Maybe in the beginning you should be cognizant to be able to do that, I think.
Why didn't they take over? Why didn't they take it out of autonomous mode and grab the wheel to avoid this woman?
Well, here's what I was going to ask you. Do we know the exact situation of how this woman was hit? Because if the car's in autonomous mode, we now know she was pushing her bicycle.
Yeah.
So for the instance here, we'll just say she was in the bike lane, the car's traveling down the road, sees her, last second she steps out. I was going to say, was it traveling down a city and someone just stepped off a curb in front of it?
It just said right there what I told you. She was walking outside the crosswalk. It sounds like crossing the street with her bicycle.
So maybe the car thought the woman in the pushing the bike was fine in the zone, and next thing you know, she steps out in front of it, and it hit her.
Oh, come on. What's a crosswalk? What's a painted stripe for a crosswalk? 10 inches?
I don't know.
I mean, really, that car is that fine-tuned, but it can't decipher whether or not she's in the line or out of the line. That's a machine gone wild, is what that is, and something tells me...
Well, I'm sure it's got them sensors on it, like all the new vehicles does.
Well, yeah, it has to have the sensors on it to pick up what's in front of them, but that's my problem, is it didn't pick up her. And it's because it was nighttime. Something failed, and there was a driver inside the car. It's a bad idea. Too much technology. Listen to a little song by Styx. Kilroy. Mr. Roboto. Dennis DeYoung was a prophet. He talked all about this years and years ago. He talked about how machines would rule the planet and destroy our lives, and that's what's happened here. And this should be a lesson to the automakers and the others out there that think autonomous cars are good.
No way. Fine-tune it. Figure out exactly what happened so it doesn't happen again and get them on the road faster.
You want even more of these damn
things. I do. I feel horrible about this. That was awful. That is awful.
And again, if you look up at driver fatalities daily, you know the numbers are sky high.
I'm sure.
So I guess once they get it figured out, I know people are going to have them, and I know we're going to see them, and I hate it. I hate it.
Will they be affordable? Will the common guy, like your middle-class worker, the you
sure.
and me, be able to get one?
Yeah, they're going to look like golf carts at first, and they're going to be ugly, and you could probably get them for $25,000 or $30,000.
Oh, wouldn't that be a dream?
And they're going to be boring, and it's going to be awful.
Are they going to look like Priuses or the Fiats or the smart cars?
Oh, God, no, they won't look that good. No, not at first. Not that good. Here's CCR. It's 93.7 The River.